From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, August 21st at 8:55, just before 8:56. We have Brian Stark from the Andersons on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Brian, how are the markets looking this morning?
Corn futures and soybean futures are up slightly this morning. September corn is up 0.75 cents at 3.75¾. New crop December 22 futures are up 0.75 cents at 3.98¼. November 24 soybean futures currently trading 0.75 cents higher at 9.79¼. And wheat futures September are down 0.75 cents at 5.25¾. The market on the cash grain side is slightly heavy this week, weaker, as farmers continue to move the remaining old crop stocks as they try and get ready for a potential record-breaking crop. We're seeing basis in East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana, down 5 to 10 cents in corn this week as producers continue to move that grain and sell the remaining old stock and prepare for harvest. That's actually built in a somewhat of a carry here over the next couple of weeks as we get to a point where harvest may start here towards the end of September. And so producers have a decision to make regarding their remaining old stocks, where there's now value to actually holding it to the new crop bid. So producers certainly need to look out for a basis opportunity. It's going to be a challenging fall with a record-breaking crop expected in the East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana area, where basis is going to be fairly weak or below normal historical perspectives. Space will be at a premium, and obviously the grower will want to maximize the space on farm when he gets that opportunity. Pro Farmers Tour is continuing on this week and looking and finding similar yield estimates that the USDA has put out here in the last couple of weeks. So certainly confirming from one perspective what the government has kind of forecasted all along, which continues to be that bearish tone as producers get ready to harvest a potential record-breaking crop. This has been Brian Stark with your commodity market update.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. For today, look for sunny skies and a high of 75 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 50 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 54 degrees, a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 83 degrees and a south wind 5 miles per hour.
From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, August 21st at 8:59. Illinois Public Media has comprehensive coverage of this week's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. You can listen to interviews with Illinois leaders during the 21st show Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9. Weeknights at 7, you can watch PBS coverage of the convention on WILL-TV and listen to NPR's coverage starting at 8 on WILL AM 580. We have pictures and stories on ipmnewsroom.org. And tonight you can watch Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accept the nomination for vice president on WILL TV at 7. Coverage from PBS NewsHour starts. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.